And then after that, other pontoon boats came. They carried them down the ramp, put them over the end into the water, joined them together, left a gap. I think there must have been some barge or something. It left a short gap between the first pontoon and the second. And they kept doing that and putting the decking down at the same time, along with some lattice work girders on the side between the pontoons. And they kept putting these pontoons across till they got across the river with the decking and everything else. But the sappers were carrying the pontoons all the time. There were no vehicles going, they were carrying them across these and kept putting them beyond the end of the last one. And then, I mean, it took a good while to get this done. I think it took all day, but there was a lot of soldiers. It probably took more than a day. No, I think it only took one day. And then they placed some type of girders, or I don't know what, some sort of ways, not a walkway, some sort of girders across the other side of the, from the last pontoon they got in near the bank up onto the top end of the mud where it was a bit drier. And it was a fair distance, and the bulldozer came back and went across the bridge. That was the first one. Oh, the pontoons were held in position with ropes to the side of the bankings at an angle so that it couldn't move either way. And this bulldozer went across, and it was after tea when he got there. I think it was summertime anyhow. It was light nights. And he went across and started going up these girders, and something happened. Of course, we was on this side of the river looking at him. Something happened, and next thing you knew, there was no bulldozer there to be seen from our side, and you could see him sitting in the water up to his shoulders. The girders gave way. But that was that. Anyhow, we got out, and that we had to go home then to bed later, because it was, so we didn't see how they got that out. But but next morning we couldn't get there fast enough. But the bridge, but it had gone, and the bank in the other side had obviously sent the bulldozers across to sort the bank out on that side. And there was another ramp then from the pontoons up onto the bank in the other side, and the lorries, the lorries what had brought the stuff were going across. I don't know where they'd gone to, but they come back and they went across. And a couple of Bren gun carriers went across. So, but all the time they were building this bridge, there were some soldiers with those Bren gun carriers under that edge bottom.